Now, on Friday, there were thousands of students and their supporters on the streets of Australia, various capital cities. Here in Perth, people gathered on the Supreme Court gardens to demand that the Morrison government switch its gas-fired COVID-19 economic recovery plan to a renewable energy one. One of the organisers of the Student Strike for Climate, or the local Student Strike for Climate group, Amy, joins us now on the phone. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you had thousands of people come out in the streets on Friday in one of the first student strikes for climate since the pandemic. Can you just tell our listeners what happened and why you guys were gathering on the streets this recent Friday?
Yeah, it took us about a month and a half to organise that, so I'm glad we had a great turnout. We did it because there's large corporations that are continuously fueling the industry and causing catastrophic amounts of carbon pollution in our atmosphere. There's around like 100 companies behind 71% of global emissions, and everyone thinks that they're to blame for this problem, but they're not. The blame doesn't fall on the consumer, and we want change for that.
Totally. And I guess that's ever more relevant. As I said at the start of this interview, the federal and state government's response very much to the COVID-19 pandemic, especially here in WA, has been to push for an expansion of gas in, you know, the Woodside, new Woodside project is a part of that. And gas is very much one of the major polluting industries here in Western Australia. Was that a focus of the rally to criticise that gas-led recovery plan?
Yes, it very much was. I think that was the main. That was very much the main point of our protest on Friday. Our goal for this protest was fund our future, not gas, because we want funding to go towards economic solutions and helping our future. And instead, the Burrup Hub, which is being developed by Woodside, will have a lifetime of 50 years, producing over 6 billion tons of carbon pollution. It goes directly against the Paris Agreement, and it's just unethical as a whole.
Right. Now, in terms of, the student strike for climate movement, it's been ongoing now for some time. And, you know, I think one of the exciting aspects of it is that it is a strike and that you're actually calling on students and also their supporters to take part. Did you see, I guess, an increase in numbers and more people coming out and supporting that? And also, I guess, can you talk about that the strike element and how, you know, it was organised on campus and on schools in to encourage people to actually take time out from schools or their supporters taking time out from work to actually push the message?
Well, yeah, all of us are still in school or TAFE or in other sorts of education. We have to make a lot of our spare time going towards this cause. We have meetings twice a week to try sort things out. We went postering, we put promotion on social media, we went out in public trying to encourage people to join us. It takes a lot of time to organise something like this, and we had a really good turn up for the short amount of time that we had to organise this. September 20, it would have been last year, I think, on September 20 when we had 15,000 people show up to Forest Place. That was amazing. But even though we didn't get as much of a big show up this time around, it was still an amazing cause. There was still so much good energy, and it was amazing to see everyone show up.
We're speaking to Amy, one of the organisers for the School Strike for Climate here in Perth. Now, Amy, I guess a lot of our listeners and yourself and others, many that would have been there on Friday, have probably been involved in some form of activism or protest in regard to trying to encourage the government to take action on climate change or on other associated environmental or social issues. Sometimes it feels like you're beating your head up against a wall, though, given that, you know, increasingly, there's rather than action on climate change, both the federal and state governments seem to be investing more and more in the fossil fuels. And I guess the question has to be asked, you know, are these protests effective and are they working when they're clearly not necessarily having the desired results in terms of the federal and state politics? How do you feel about that? And do you think that perhaps there's need for a diversity of tactics in regard to applying pressure on these corporations and governments?
Yeah, it can very much feel like a lot of the time that we're not doing anything, that nothing we're doing is helping. But the thing is, it's shown in history that protesting and taking action in your community is something that can very much help. We're slowly getting our cause heard. People are slowly acknowledging us, and we'll just have to keep doing this. We'll keep striking. We'll keep going against what everyone has to say until we have a safe, just transition for fossil fuel workers, net zero emissions by 2025, and a safe future for everyone.
And finally, Amy, if people are interested in getting involved and taking part in the Student Strike for Climate, whether they are themselves students or just supporters of the movement, what do you have coming up? What's the best way people can support Student Strike for Climate here in Perth?
Well, the best way you can support us is by showing up to our strikes, sharing our posts. At a lot of our strikes, we have a sign-up sheet. If you want to join our team, come to the strike, sign up, come to the meetings. You can make a change no matter what you think. Every single person counts in making a change.
We've been speaking to Amy, one of the organisers for the Student Strike for Climate here in Perth. Thanks very much for speaking to us this morning, Amy.